Hey, good morning. Great to have you all here. And we've got some visitors. It's great to have Jane and Jesse and Harry with us. Now, have you had a good week? Because this week it's been holiday week, hasn't it? Yeah, it's been great. Now, can you remember last week? We're looking at these. Who can tell me what these are from last week? Yeah. Ten Commandments, that's right, well done. And do you remember Sarah said it's like a mirror? And do we look in it and think, ooh, my hair's looking a bit messy today? Or do we look in it and think, ooh, my teeth need a brush? Do they show us the outside? Can you remember? No, who can remember what these show us? It's like God's mirror that shows us. Fantastic. That's right. Sarah said the Ten Commandments are like God's mirror that shows us what we're like inside. And when we look at the Ten Commandments, we realize there's a bit of a problem because we've not kept them. We've broken them. And they show us we have a problem called sin and that we need a savior. We need a rescuer. We need someone who has kept all the commandments to take our punishment for people that haven't kept them. Who is that saviour who came to rescue us? Who is that? Go on, Iona. Jesus! Well done. Fantastic. That's right. The Ten Commandments show us we really, really need Jesus. Now, the first commandment, number one, I've got a little question. What things are best to you? What things do you love most? I think someone here might like roller coasters. Is that right? What things do you love most? Thank you. Any hands? What things are best to you? Yeah. Friends, playing with your friends. What else? What things are best to you? Go on, Leah, yeah. Nursery is best to you. Fantastic. Anything else? One more? Yeah, go on, Ethan. Maths. Wow, very good. Now, can we put the first commandment up here? Let's read it. Okay, so it says, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. That can sound a bit confusing, can't it? But God is saying nothing is to come before me. Your love for me is to be the strongest love. Your love for me is to be stronger than nursery. Your love for me is to be stronger than maths. Your love for me is to be stronger even than playing with your friends. Nothing is to come before me. So this is our action for this week. God is number one. Can you do that with me? God is number one. Now we've got a little picture. Next picture. Who's run a race before? Or seen a race, maybe a car race. Yeah? Now what's this? This is our... Yeah, Ethan? A podium. And where does the winner go? Where does number one go? Oh, it's already up there. Yeah, go on, Abigail. At the top, in the centre. That's right. And you know what? This commandment tells us God is to have first place in our lives. Not just near the top. Not just in the top three. But God is to have first place. Our time to talk to God, nothing is to become before that. Not even Robbie playing with our friends. Our time talking to God, nothing is to come before that. Our time listening to God, not even our maths is to come before that. God is to be number one. Not just on Sundays, every day, every hour. God is to be number one. God is to have the strongest love of our hearts. Do you know what? This week, this word really spoke to me. God's word spoke to me. Jessica, you're to have nothing before me. I am to be number one. And do you know what? I felt a little bit sad as well as I read this commandment, because I know I've failed. And even this week, there's been times I've failed. It reminds me that I need Jesus' help. Help to ask for forgiveness. But also help by his Spirit to obey this. God, help me to put you first. God is number one. Can everyone do that one last time? God is number one. Should we pray together? Father, thank you that you are good and you are best. Nobody is better than you. You made us, you care for us, and only you, God, deserve to be in number one place. And so, God, forgive us for the times we haven't done this. Thank you for Jesus, that we can be forgiven, and help us, God, as individual people, as members of this church, to not put anything before you, but to let you have first place. Amen.